Okay, good afternoon. So I'm actually going to talk about our work so far on utilizing spatial analytical methods to target and tailor public health interventions. So I'm fairly certain that health departments are utilizing GIS at varying degrees throughout this country. In Colorado, we're lucky enough to have a very talented team working on everything from interactive web maps to advanced geospatial analytical techniques. And some of the demand for today's maps include sort of a 30,000-foot view of the landscape, sort of a way for us to see beyond our programmatic work and maybe glimpse the larger picture, be it at the branch level, division level, state level, wherever you might like to take a look. So another reason is that with an emphasis on health equity, many of our programs are looking at health disparities and environmental justice issues. And still others press for even forever smaller and smaller geographies. So a project that was first spearheaded by the Colorado Environmental Public Health Tracking Program resulted in a reusable analysis framework, which we used to look at the social determinants of health. And these efforts prompted us to start thinking about the best way to describe communities for public health purposes. So we worked with our national project group and reviewed existing resources to decide upon some indices that would help us look at a suite of socio-demographic and economic characteristics to describe things like social determinants of health and other constructs like social and political inequality, for example. Devin Williford and Adam Anderson at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment have presented their analytical techniques both here at CSTE at one of the pre-conference workshops and in other venues as well. I'm just curious, did anyone in the audience attend the pre-conference workshop? A couple people. Okay, so I don't intend to get into their analysis framework, but it's very cool. They used these available toolboxes within the GIS software to look at these social determinants of health characteristics along with health outcomes, and the three health outcomes that we looked at in Colorado were low birth weight, heart attack, and diabetes. But we decided that since we had invented this technique, this reusable framework, we wanted to take it to some of the programs in Colorado and ask if they could use it as well. So the MCH program that we reached out to is very interested to see if community data could elucidate some of the MCH priorities that they had recently settled on following their 5-year needs assessment. Two in particular, infant mortality among African Americans and pregnancy-related depression were of interest to them. So for infant mortality, the program knew that they wanted to look at specific neighborhoods and to think about how they might tailor their clinical interventions or raise awareness around treatment and causes based on social determinants data in those communities. We met with three violence and injury prevention programs that were also very interested in looking at community data. The suicide prevention program was interested in analyzing their data alongside community data in areas with greater at-risk populations. They were also interested in mapping violence and injury prevention service areas branch-wide, as I sort of talked about, to get that landscape view, to look for overlap and opportunities. A project in the sexual violence prevention program is currently looking at communities with higher rates of rape to define and investigate inequality measures, such as the ones that I mentioned earlier, economic inequality and political inequality. And social determinants of health data is being used to come up with those indices. And a relatively new program to the health department in Colorado is the Child Fatality Prevention System. And they were also very excited to look at community data in areas where child fatalities are high. And some of our colleagues in the HIV-STI branch had decided to include some community characteristics along with their health outcome data as they began to develop several interactive online maps. We are calling these story maps in Colorado. It gives us the ability to kind of talk about the map that you're looking at in front of you while you have the interactive capability of clicking on a county or a census tract to get some information specifically and drill down to the smaller and smaller geographies. So they are currently including maps with Medicaid utilization and access to vehicle data alongside with their STI maps. So we are very encouraged by the amount of interest that we've had in sort of shopping around this framework. And we hope to continue working with these programs and outreach to new ones in an effort to share the available GIS software tools and methodologies, as well as the expertise to do that, because we do have team members who are able to assist with the analysis if the programs aren't able to do it themselves. Just their interest is enough to sort of get going. And then we've already found that many of our public health partners are interested in examining the socio-demographics of communities with known disparities for potential use in targeting and tailoring public health intervention strategies. So we want to take this a little bit further and get some actual tools and techniques that we can then evaluate and see how we're doing. I want to acknowledge the two folks that I mentioned that primarily came up with the framework, Devin Williford and Adam Anderson, and Mike Van Dyke, the chief of my branch, as well as all the CDPHE programs who participated in this process.